Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue to cruise through hour number two. What a great way to kick it off. And that, of course, is Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment. And Jason, in our first segment tonight, we were talking about Jameis Winston. I mean, would he perhaps be a good fit in that number one slot with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? So much talk about Marcus Mariota that he would be the number two selection. Do you see him fitting in with the Tennessee Titans, the Oregon Ducks signal caller?
It's hard to, pinpoint where these guys are going to go. What I really love to see is Mariota end up in the hands of his old college coach and Chip Kelly.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously Philly's not picking, at number two, and you never know what can happen on draft day. I remember back in 1999 when Mike Ditka, pretty much handed over his entire draft to the Redskins, plus a couple draft picks from the following year to get hold of Ricky Williams. I probably see Tennessee going more the lines of defense. And I think when you look at the defenders that will be on the board, and if Winston is the first guy to go, that means everybody's available at this point. I think the guy that probably impressed the most and maybe not even didn't necessarily need a great performance at the combine to be, I guess, higher rated. I just think he solidified where he was, and that was Leonard Williams, the big defensive tackle out of USC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anytime you can get 300 pounders that run like he did,
something else. Yeah,
mm-hmm. it's hard to pass those guys by. And if Tampa, I think, didn't have such issues at quarterback, I think you'd probably be looking at Leonard Williams being the number one pick. But there is always a need for a franchise quarterback, that's what Tampa really lacks. And that's, I think probably the only reason, because I think there's a million reasons why people would love to say, we're going to pass on Winston because, we're going to take this guy because we're okay at quarterback. Well, they're not even okay, at quarterback down there in Tampa. So, I like Leonard Williams, probably to go number two.
Okay, Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Okay, so Jason, let's evaluate some of the defensive talent. You already touched on one. What about Nebraska? I mean, how did they do? I mean, they didn't have a ton of kids that were in the combine. I mean, how did they shine?
Well, the big one that people, I guess, had pegged going top five was Randy Gregory, the outside linebacker defensive end. And you want to talk about not solidifying your spot. And it's really nothing that he did in terms of testing. The only thing it had to do was him getting on a scale. Teams expected him to weigh 255 pounds, 260 pounds. He weighed in at 235. And you can't weigh, it's very hard to weigh that much. And play outside linebacker, defensive end in the NFL and be worthy of a top five pick. There's just a lot of risk involved in that. There's reports that he was at 218 pounds at the end of the season. He claims that prior to showing up to the draft, he got sick. That's an excuse that we've heard out here in Lincoln before. When it came around to, the start of the season, there was always a sickness that he caught, which didn't enable him to be at maximum weight. I just think he's too, he's, in my eyes, and I've, you know, been able to watch him for the past couple of years, in terms of what he's done on the field, he has been, in my eyes, I would say, a second, third-round talent. It's his, the physicals that, you know, have people talking about him or had him talking about, you know, being a top-five pick. You know, he's 6'5". People thought he was going to be about 255, you know, running 4.6, you know, bench pressed, I think, 25 times, you know, which, I mean, you're bench pressing your own weight 25 times, that's pretty good. You know, he's just very athletic, and that's ultimately what has people talking about him. But then, you know, you combine his lack of weight with, you know, Vic Beasley from Clemson, who had just an outstanding showing, you know, weighing 250-some pounds, very strong in the bench press, strong, I think the fastest 40, vertical jump, and on top of it, he has 4 years of film.
Over the next few weeks, we're going to be amping up our NBA, our college basketball coverage, so we'll be catching up with you soon. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.